your Bibles this morning. Open up your Bibles this morning. Hallelujah. Just going once, going twice, sold. Amen. No. The book of Psalms, chapter 1. How many know this morning that every single one of us here in this place, we have a choice? That is the title of my sermon this morning, that we have a choice. Out of Psalms 1:1. The Word of God says, if you're there, say amen. If you're still looking for it, if you can't find it, we're just going to proceed. Amen. Glory to God. Psalms 1:1. It says, blessed is the man who walks not. How many know that we can clearly mistake it if we leave out one word? The word not. If we leave out the word not, it'll say, blessed is the man who walks in the counsel of the ungodly. Amen. But how many know that the word of God brought it forth and made it precise and says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scornful. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We ask you, God, that we would make the right choices of life, Father. We thank you. Help us, God, in all that we do. We lay ourselves down before you this morning, Father. Help us in all things, in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. So right before 1991, in 1991 going into 92, right before I joined the Army, as I joined it in June of 92, I worked for 1 year, and that, can I tell you, that was 1 year too much. I've actually only had three jobs my whole life, but that was one of the jobs that I had, and can I tell you, don't ever work there. If you work there, amen, people are going to know you work there. But I worked at a garlic and onion plant. You smelled so bad that no matter how many showers, how much cologne, how much deodorant, the garlic as it was granulated. So as it was being granulated, it would go up in the air. And naturally, as things go up in the air, what happens? Gravity brings them down. And guess where you were? You were down there, and you were the recipient of all that garlic just getting on you. And you would wipe it, and you would wipe it, and it would go down into your pores. And it stunk. It smelled. And it would just stay there. We would work from May to January. And January or February, if it was a good year for the garlic and the onion. But from sometime in February all the way through May, what it would go through is it would go through the maintenance until it would reopen. I was, because I was new and there in my first year, what they do is they lay you off and only keep the ones that are going to be there for the maintenance portion of it. Can I tell you, when I got laid off, I said, I have to find something else because it stunk. It smelled. And no matter what you did, if you try, when I started trying to talk to my wife. She said, something smells. Listen, it smelled. You would be driving down the highway that is there, and that was about 3 miles from where the cannery or the factory was, and you can smell it. It stunk. See, we learn that the little decisions we make in life, what seems like seemingly insignificant decisions, it could alter the course of our lives forever. Our direction in life is not usually determined by one big decision, but by many little decisions that we make in life. And there are two, directions that I want you to look at this morning. The first one is the direction of going down. It says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, folks. See, this man who does not walk in that way will be a man that is blessed. So the man who does not walk in the way, will in that way will not be blessed. Listen, can I tell you, one little word, one little decision can alter the course of your life on whether you are going to be blessed or whether you are not. See, the person who has not has made his or her choice. He or she has chosen the way, of that life. And the direction that the Bible says is, where the Bible calls them wicked. See, most people, if you were to ask them this morning, they do not set out to be wicked people. How many know that? But because of their gradual everyday choices, they end up headed straight downhill. How many know that when you start or a decision that you make, if it is a bad decision and you don't make that decision right, it'll just continue to spiral you more and more into a downward position or downward spiral. See, it begins gradually, but eventually it takes you and I, there into the pits. And we see their gradual decline, folks, into ungodliness. The Bible says, that walks in the counsel of the wicked. That Hebrew word for counsel means to get advice, to get counseling, to consult with, to get guidance, to get purpose. In other words, we can read it as walks by the advice or guidance and direction of the wicked. See, the first step towards ungodliness is following the wicked or ungodly. There is a whole culture that there is self-help guidance. You can go into any bookstore, and you can find rows and rows of books on self-help. A big percentage of their store is full of books that will give people advice on how to live their lives. People will never open up the cover of the Bible, but they have home libraries on how to. Amen? And almost all of the how-tos are ungodly or unbiblical. See, there are plenty of people out there who could be more than happy to tell you how to live your life. How many know that? Their lives, though, are falling apart. But they can tell you how to keep yours together. Unfortunately, there are plenty of people who will follow what they say because they're telling you how to live your life. 1 week, you see that they are high on one thing. The next week, they found something bigger or greater, so they follow towards what's bigger and greater at that moment. You might not have awakened this morning and said, I'm done with God. I'm going another way. But the direction of the world is going to tell you that it seems better, sounds better, and brings faster and a quicker result. Little by little, amen, not one big step taken at once. When you get going, get your direction from anything else other than God, you will begin to walk in the counsel of the ungodly. See, the first step this morning in walking in ungodliness is when you forsake the counsel of God and now seek the counsel of men. Can I tell you something this morning? There is one way that many people go through. It's called the telephone. Amen. You like going to one person. If this person doesn't tell you what you like or what you want to hear, then you go to the next person. And then you find out what they're saying. And if they agree, then you go down to the next person. And so on until you find somebody that agrees with what you are already thinking in your mind. So because they agree with you, see, it was already the thoughts that were already playing out in your mind. But because that person now agrees, well, hey, you're right. You agree with me, right? 30 other people disagreed, but yet that one. And now you follow their counsel. See, the second step towards ungodliness is that a man stands in the way of sinners. At first, the person was walking along seeking advice from the wicked. This person was walking along seeking advice from the wicked and ungodly. And he was ordering his wife according to the guidance, folks, of those who are unbelievers. Can I tell you, we are always going to find somebody that wants to agree with us. Can I tell you, whenever you get to that point where now you are getting counsel on the choices that you are about to make, when you go to an unbeliever, you've reached a new level of going downward. He now, amen, stands with sinners. He no longer is kind of just hanging around. But now he finds himself on the same road. You know, I was there at my work in Terrell, Texas. I was pastoring a church. But you know, there was some struggles within. Listen, how many know that each and every one of us has some inward struggles in our lives at different points in our lives. And at that moment, what happened was that I knew that the dirty jokes that people were saying were ungodly. I knew that the things that people were watching were ungodly. But you know, for a split second in my life, those jokes were not that bad anymore. Oh, they're not that bad. So I justified, right? Those things you're watching, they're bad, but I've seen worse. right? So now, folks, God had to get a hold of me. Listen, God had to get a hold of me, and he called right, right, and wrong, wrong. See, for a split second, I found myself going down that same road. And God had to get a hold of me. See, the man that now finds himself and stands in the way of sinners. This man is now, amen, going down the same road marked by the same sins of other people. Those small decisions now have put him in a different path. Can I tell you, folks, this morning, those same decisions that you make, amen, when you stand in the same way as in the way of sinners, amen, those decisions will have a different outcome for your life than what God has for you. See, that person is now just not tagging along. Now, amen, he has gotten membership into their crew. Joined, amen. To join means acceptance. Can I tell you, folks? Each and every one of us here in this place, we long to be accepted. We long. So we will do some things to just fit in because we don't want to be the oddball, right? It means that there is a mutual agreement. Their actions, the actions of others, when at first they bothered you, now because you've accepted it, now you don't get annoyed. Excuse me. Their actions don't bother you anymore. Now what you've done is you've drawn the line that I will not cross this line. But what happens is you draw them in the sand so the line just keeps disappearing and you keep drawing a different line somewhere else according to what you deem acceptance. Be careful when you draw that line in the sand. See, you find out, amen, that you enjoy. You know what? I actually like doing some of the things that they are doing. Can I tell you? You're in a dangerous position, folks, when we enjoy doing. Can I tell you? I'm not holier than anybody, so I'm not holier than thou, but I do know the boundaries of where not to go. How many know that? I know, listen, I know, amen, that Hooters is not there for the wings. Amen? Oh, Pastor, they got great wings. Listen, I'll go to Buffalo Wild Wings. Amen. My wife, I think my wife was telling me about a place down in the local area where they come and they bring you the ladies are dressed in a different attire. Amen. And they bring you your coffee. Listen, people don't go there because the coffee's good. Amen. You got to be careful, folks. You got to be careful. You find yourself that you enjoy. See, people will tell you, you can manage to get over it. Just follow me. Just come with me. Listen, no, I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to go down that road. I'm not going to follow that direction. I'm going to make a stand, and it's going to be a solid stance, and it's not going to be compromised, because can I tell you, folks, once you compromise once, you'll compromise again. You and those that you are walking with now will say things like, but everybody's doing it. Well, not this guy. Amen. Can I tell you, everybody might be doing it, but I'm not going to do it. Can I tell you, you need to make that same stance. Everybody might be doing it, but you are not going to do it. Because you have decided, amen, to walk in the Lord's. Matthew 7:13. Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go by it. See, the Bible says that many are doing it. See, the path that they are in is the path, even though they don't see it, folks. Listen, can I tell you, the path that they are in is the path of destruction. When you are standing in the path of sinners, you find yourself in the expressways of life, of their life. They may be, listen, can I tell you? They may be good, amen, they may be good, but yet, folks, the way that they are in still ends up in one way. Destruction. Can I tell you, I've met a lot of good people, but they're just morally good. They still are responsible. They still do what they need to do. But can I tell you, the road and the path that they are in is still going to lead them to the same thing, and that is a destructive end. There is no democracy when it comes to doing the things of God. The majority does not rule in God. Joining them will lead you to the same end results, folks. Destruction. They sat in the seat of the scornfuls, of scoffers. See, at first, this person sought guidance from ungodliness. Following ungodliness, amen, guidance, he has now accepted them and now has joined them. He signed a membership, in other words, to be with them. Now there is no difference between them anymore. This didn't all of a sudden, happen. They did not decide to become this. But those little choices that a person makes throughout, how many know, life will lead him or her to that point. Now he's a mocker. Now he's taunting God. This person now has no disregard or respect towards God or the things thereof. God now, amen, has no meaning or no influence in his or her life. When God has no meaning in your life, you are a scoffer. You are now, amen, an enemy of God. See, you started out with what was seemingly an unimportant or a big decision in your life. But now you find yourself sitting there at the edge of hell. And you don't even know it. The next step while you are there at the edge of hell is to die. And you die without God in your life. See, that road, amen, that you are in, if you are there, folks, now it ends. And you are there. Listen, you're not there for just a temporary, like a motel, hotel. I can check out whenever I want. You're there forever. You're there for eternity. Can I tell you, one decision can spiral you down to a place that you will regret for the rest of your eternity. Direction two this morning. See, the Bible says, blessed is the man. Bless. The Bible begins with the idea of a blessed life. A life of ungodliness are made by decisions of a man-focused or self-focused life. Our decisions in life, if you are there, it needs to take a different path. We have to accept this morning, can I tell you? Jesus, we have to accept that Jesus is never going to take you to a place that he doesn't desire for you to be at. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. I am the way, the truth, and life. No man comes unto the Father except through me. You cannot come to God in any other way except through Jesus. Your good works, you're a good guy, they might be good, but you cannot get to Jesus in that way. It says he delights in the law of the Lord. If we this morning are going to live a godly life, we have to seek the counsel of God. How many know that? The law, amen, the law is God's direction for our life. We get it through one thing. How many know what that one thing is? The B-I-B-L-E. Basic instructions before leaving earth. So, did you know that that's what the Bible's basic instructions before leaving earth? That's the way you're going to get what God wants for your life. See, on his law, he meditates day and night. This is more than just flipping through the page of the Bible to say that you've read it. It's turning to the Word of God as the GPS of your life. You begin to get saturated. In other words, you get immersed. So that when it's time for a decision in your life, can I tell you, folks, there are people this morning that there are decisions that have to be made in your life. How else, amen, can you get that decision to be made than to get the counsel of God? To get the direction of God. Your heart gets prepared by God. Your mind gets ready by God. See, the deciding factor of our decisions is not what others say, but what does God say towards this? Can I ask you this morning, when was the last time you said, God, what do you think about what I'm about to do? Once again, like that telephone, right? Oh, I'm not going to ask you because you always tell me no. Yeah, you always tell me no too. Oh, but this, listen, can I tell you, people know who to go to. Because they know, amen, they know who to go to. Because they know if you go to that person over there, he's going to bring out, oh, what does the Bible say? Right? What does the Word of God say? Well, I don't want to go to that. Let me go to somebody else. I'm staying away from you. Right? Because see, what does God say towards the decisions that you are about to make? What does God say? Let me follow back. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, the Word of God says. Remember that bad decision? That the bad decision leads us to a bad what? Position. The path towards godliness, it's anchored by totally something different. It is anchored by the mind of God reaching and touching our lives. When you and I are anchored in God, we are in a position of three things. Amen. Growth, godliness, and righteousness. We are building a strong foundation. You know, a few weeks ago, I went to my house that I have there in Rowlett, and I saw that there was a crack now beginning there by the kitchen area, or it's been there, but now it made it more clear because it grew a little bit. Can I tell you, folks, amen, the cracks in our lives begin small. They have to get fixed, or else they continue to grow more and more and more. A cracked foundation will not fix itself. It needs, it needs an expert to come in and be able to fix the situation. Can I tell you, folks, we serve the greatest, of all time. God can fix those cracks in your foundation, but you have to be able to lay hold of who God is to be able to know what God wants for your life. That was good, Pastor. When we make ourselves available to God, God can now begin to use our lives. We are, can I tell you, when now you are being used by God, it is the greatest adventure that you can ever have in your life. John 4:14, the Word of God says, but whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I, or let me read that again. But whoever drinks of the waters that I give him will never thirst. But the waters that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. This is Jesus. He's telling the woman at the well, when you and I this morning are growing, we are drawing from the springs of Christ. When we are planted firmly, we begin to make life's decision on what God says and we become better and deeper and better and deeper and greater Christians in life. Have you ever asked yourself and said, I want to be like that person. I want to be like that person. I want to be like him. I want to be like her. Can I tell you why you want to be like them? Because they made decisions in their lives that have now risen them to the point where they are planted firmly upon Christ. See, when we are planted firmly, we begin to make life's decision more and more on what God says. And as we make those decisions, now the Word of God says it yields its fruit. See, this is the most amazing part of a godly life, that we now begin to produce. Can I tell you? We don't clone Barajas. You don't clone you, but you clone Christians. The word Christian means Christ-like. So what you are doing is that now, amen, can I tell you, I'm glad that there's not another one of me, because God helped them. Can I tell you? You better be glad there's not somebody more or somebody like you, because God helped them. I know you might look and you might think, Pastor, but I got it all together. Yeah. You might have it together, amen, because Christ is there as the third piece of your life. There as a threefold cord, the Word of God says, will not break. But we begin to produce fruit. We begin to start looking more and more like Jesus. We start producing more Christians. He wants you this morning, amen, to begin to lead people onto himself. Those this morning, and I'm getting ready to close. That's my first close. Amen. I think I have one or two more, so just bear with me. Those who have taken to the path of ungodliness, can I tell you something this morning, folks? They have nothing to offer you. Ask yourself this question. What does a sinner have to offer me this morning? Everything that a sinner is there to offer you this morning is only but temporal. Only temporal. It's not lasting for eternity. Temporal things come and go. You'll have an abundance of one thing one time, and then you're in poverty another. You're in want. How many have ever said, I'm good right now, and then the next moment you're like, where am I going to get what I need to get now? See, those things are only temporal, folks. That's what sinners can only offer you, only temporal solutions. Our little decisions really do have a big effect in the outcome of our lives. Every one of us this morning, we know people who can possibly say that you and I are good people. Or we can say that there are people that we can say that they were good people. But now they find themselves in the pits of life. At first, you might have not noticed it, but in the process of time, they went further and further and farther and farther from the things of God. By grace this morning, you and I, can I tell you folks? By grace this morning, you and I are here this morning. In every second, there's people that enter into eternity. Every second of life. See, you may be a Christian this morning and are in way stalled out. You can make the decision this morning to immerse yourself and drink of the water that Jesus is offering you and I this morning. See, you may be in the path of ungodliness. You can turn to the Lord and begin a different path. It starts this morning. Can I tell you? Everything always starts with one decision. One decision this morning can take you from where you are to where God needs and wants you to be. Done. So I'm going to leave you with this question. What is your decision? What is yours? Will you walk in the path of ungodliness, where more and more your life, or maybe where your life will take you to the end? Destruction? Or will you this morning say, God, I cannot find myself on that path anymore. I need to make one decision that will change the course of my life. If you make that one decision this morning, not only will it start your life, but now what it'll do is it'll activate now God's hand to now guide your life, your mind, and your heart. Can I tell you this morning? There are people here this morning that you need to make a decision. Will you allow God to help you with those decisions that you are about to make? Will you allow God to be the GPS that takes you through the path that we call life? Let me have every head bowed and every eye closed this morning. You're here and you're not saved. You're here, you're not right with God. God wants to help you. One decision. God wants to help you. God wants to help you this morning. Will you allow Jesus to help you? You have a choice. You can leave. And your life still continues in the same path that you entered through. Or your choice can be to where now you accept God. You're here in this place and you're not right with Jesus. Can I tell you? The Bible says that our righteousness is like filthy rags. So that's what our goodness is compared to what God wants to give you. You might be a good person, You might be a person that's good in society, but in the eyes of God, being good without the blood of Jesus, it's like a stench to God. You're here this morning. You're not right with God. You're not saved. Or maybe this morning you're backslidden away from God. The Bible says that God is married to the backslider. God wants you this morning not to be away from Him, but to be with Him. And it only comes as you ask Him. Not everybody is godly. The Bible says that narrow is the gate that leads to life, but broad is the way that leads to destruction. See, many people prefer the wide open range, and that's the path that they choose. But you have a choice here this morning also. Maybe you've never chosen to walk with God, or maybe you're backslidden away from God. You want to make a choice this morning. You want to make a decision. You want to accept Jesus into your life. Would you do one thing? Would you lift up your hand? I want to pray for you. I want to pray with you. Amen. Church, there are choices and decisions that even as Christians we make. Those decisions will be good, or those decisions will be bad. We have a choice this morning. We have a choice. We have a choice this morning. Will you consult with God on the choices and decisions that you are about to make? And let's find out what God has to say about what we are about to do. But you will never know what God wants if you don't talk to Him about it. I'm going to open the altar, amen, this morning. I know God wants, guide our lives. God wants to touch our lives. And He wants to direct our paths. Will you come and talk to God this morning? Amen. Talk to Jesus. Talk to God. Let Jesus touch your life. Let Jesus move your life. You have a choice. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, this morning, Father, I pray, help her, touch her, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank You. God, I give You praise, Jesus.